So, in the studio today, as you may be able to hear, we have got a huge selection of giggling women. I'm here with the team from Moore's Care Home. Shall we all say hello together?
Hello!
There we are. So we're going to go through one at a time, talking about different aspects of Moore's Care Home. And to start with, shall we begin with Sarah? Hello, Sarah.
Hello. I'm the business manager at the Moore, so probably the least important job in some respects. So I just look after parts of the building and look after all the finance, meet families when they come in as well and show them around the home. So it's a lovely job. The home's got 70 ensuite rooms and it's very five-star, very beautiful.
Lovely.
It's got gorgeous gardens that wrap right around the home.
Whereabouts is it for people who don't know?
As you go into Ripon, it's as you come to the roundabout near the McDonald's. It's on the opposite side of the road.
Okay.
And the gardens are all set behind it, so it's quite deceptive in many ways.
And what sort of care is it that we're talking about? What can you offer at Moore's?
We can offer residential care for clients that just need a little bit of help and just need a bit of more things doing for them. And we've got two suites that have dementia care. And we also do nursing and nursing end of life. So we can cater from coming in really until the end of life.
It's the whole lot then, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So. And how long has it been there and how long have you been there as well?
Well, I've been there since it opened 2 years ago. I had a background in banking and then when I retired from the bank, I decided to go and work, do something completely different.
Yeah, that is completely different. Why did you think from banking to care?
I just wanted something totally different. And I saw a job and thought, do you know, I think I'll have a go at that. And it was the best decision I ever made. And certainly working in a care home was not how I expected it to be at all. It's so fun. I never expected to be so attached to the clients, to our residents. And I didn't expect it to be so beautiful, to have a cinema or a hairdressing salon or a grand piano room. And I didn't expect it to be so family orientated and to become such a part of your life, really, I suppose. It's very, very different from what I was doing.
So then next on our list to talk to, I have the fabulous Claire. Welcome, Claire. Do you want to introduce yourselves and tell us what you do at Moore's?
Yep, I'm Claire, the home manager. I am a registered nurse. I have been working in care homes for many years. I am very passionate about older people's care. I think we're very proud of the Moore's Care Centre because we have built a really lovely home and we have the most loveliest residents, I have to say. It is probably one of the most rewarding jobs that I think anybody can do. We understand coming into a care home is not the easiest decision.
Mm-hmm.
We also like to sort of look at the care home and actually abolish some of those typical perceptions of a care home, because ours is quite different.
Yeah,
we have a lot of fun. And you know, just because you're of a certain age, it doesn't mean that you can't have a full and active, enjoyable life. And that's built up round the activities team. And
yeah, I can't wait to come and talk to your activities ladies.
No,
some of the things we've been talking about already sound amazing that happened in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of good, fun things going on. But equally, we're respectful if people like a quieter life. The Moors is a beautiful care home, externally, environmentally, but it's much more. It's about the people that are in there.
You touched on before the fact that coming into a care home is sometimes a bit daunting.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few things that people look at before they go and see a care home. CQC would be one of them,
mm-hmm.
and potentially sort of feedback from other people, either their families or themselves, who have been involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you can provide to people before they come and have a look, or
absolutely,
while they're looking?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've recently had a CQC inspection,
mm-hmm.
and that went very well. We've been rated good, which we're all really proud of, because a lot of hard work has actually gone into achieving that, and I think that was duly deserved. We do lots of surveys, and in the surveys we're trying to gain lots of feedback from people, so we're constantly trying to evaluate how we're doing and what can we do better.
Okay. And when it comes to how can you get better, of course, what you need behind you is a fantastic team.
Mm-hmm.
So bringing next to the floor, we have Michelle, who's going to talk about the team.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm the deputy manager at the Moors. I'm a trained nurse and
probably like Claire, I've worked in care far more years than I care to remember. My job is very much to do with the team, is supporting the team. It's something that we believe in, that that's what makes us such a caring environment.
It's your bread and butter, if you like, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. We've got to look after that team, make sure that they're trained, that they feel competent in what they're doing. We find that by empowering them, they're passionate about what they do as well. And we've got some excellent care team. They really enjoy what they're doing.
How big is your team? Do you know?
Oh, we've got, how big is it? Yeah, 60.
It seems like
more than that sometimes. But then in other ways, it seems like we're very, very small.
Yeah.
It is a huge team.
Close-knit, but yeah, a lot of people.
There is. There's a lot of people, but we feel like one big family.
And now we're going to come to the final two people here, Sally and Ellen. Would both of you like to introduce yourselves and tell us what you do? Arguably the most exciting part.
Most definitely.
That's the job, yeah.
Hi, I'm Sally. I've been working at the Moors 6 months only. I was previously working in a hotel for 23 years and I decided to change my job. Something totally different, and it's fabulous.
Similar to Sally's story, actually, I'm Ellen, and I used to work in offices and admin, and I had my, I call it midlife crisis moment, where I thought, right, that's it. I want to do something completely different. I want to do something that's meaningful, that you enjoy, and it's so much fun. I mean, you have so much fun as well. I think that's the main thing. You go
she
to work.
She is as mad as a box.
Yeah. So what sort of activities are we talking about then? Because the ones that people, if they've never been in a care home or worked in a care home or especially been into Moors, they might have a completely different opinion of what that means when you say activities.
Well, we have different activities. We have activities every single day. Morning and afternoon.
A lot of the traditional things that you think that we do, the bingo and things like that, but we do a lot of new things as well. Like the other day we had a tasting session, Taste of Europe, where we made dishes from Bulgaria, Finland, you know, just something a bit more out of the box thinking. Where we try a bit of everything.
Yeah.
It was funny. Mm. And they were marking it like marks out of 10 for what was the favourite dish.
Ah.
And the favourite dish was the sangria.
Was it? Yeah. Good choice. I wish I'd popped by on that day.
Yeah.
And I know, actually, you do quite a lot of competitions as well. Tell me about, you've done some Zimmer competitions, some Crown competitions are coming up. Are they a competitive bunch at Moors?
Staff and residents, I would say, for that, yeah. We had the open day recently, which was a Hawaiian-themed open day to, you know, promote the Moors Centre.
Obviously.
And obviously, yeah, why not? We thought Sally's husband made us a tiki bar. You know, we go all out. When we do something, we put everything into it.
Did you have grass skirts?
Yes. We had everything.
Hawaiian shirts,
grass
skirts. We had palm trees.
Monkeys.
And the Zimmer frames were all blinged up. All the staff got together to dress all the Zimmer frames and wheelchairs. We had everything from a ship to a Lambretta to lots of bling and flowers.
Wow.
These frames were absolutely amazing.
Just remind us one more time whereabouts you are.
On the Harrogate Road in Ripon, opposite McDonald's.
Okay, Moors Care Home team, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to come in and join in one of these ridiculous competitions.
We'll
you've
make
got
you
going
a crown.
Oh, perfect. As long as you can rig it so I win, happy. Thank you.